Dizzy, we come to Scarborough, top of the table clash, really disappointing and frustrating that the Reigns won the day again.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's frustrating and it's disappointing, yeah.
it was a real chance though, wasn't it, against Nottinghamshire. They're the other form side in the Northern group to kind of test your wits against a very good team.
Look, they are a very good side, and look, had this game played out, it would have been a really good, strong test for us. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be, but we were excited about this game. Knots are a very good side, and it would have tested us a lot.
Five games gone halfway through the group stage, though. It's to be top, it's the best place to be.
Oh, it's always nice to be on top there, and I just think we've played some really good cricket. I've been most pleased, and the thing I've been most pleased about is lads' attitudes and the effort. We talk about keeping things as simple as we can, and just hustling in everything we do, and I've been just absolutely super pleased with all that.
Azim Rafiq's led the side against Durham, fantastic victory, clutched out the jaws of defeat really, and today he's done a very good job.
Look, he has. He's been excellent, and he's a natural captain. So it's great to be able to give him an opportunity. It's disappointing that Gailey's obviously injured, but it just it gave Azim a chance to captain the side for a couple of games. You have to try and look for positives. And the positive of Gailey's injury is that that there was an opportunity for a young lad to captain the side. But we're hopeful we can have our skipper back for the next game.
I was going to ask you that. He's going to be okay for Wednesday.
Look, we're hoping. Obviously, Scott does a great job with our players, getting him fit and firing. And look, we go on his recommendations. He's the one who knows about all that. Gailey's quietly confident. He may be able to play on Wednesday. If he's not 100% fit, though, we won't risk him. He's too important a player for us. But I'd like to think that all things being equal, that Gailey will be fit and firing, and it'll be great to have our skipper back.
A word for a couple of the overseas players that you've brought into the side. Mitchell Starc's been with you for a long time. I know, and we know his quality, but he's taking wickets and bowling really well.
You're exactly right. He's been fantastic. And I think the pleasing thing about Starkey is how well he's fitting into the dressing room. The effort he has shown on the ground at training with his preparation has been sensational. And obviously he's been performing on the ground, which is really important too.
And David Miller was outstanding against Durham. It was his innings that was the difference in the end.
It was. Dave was a player I was really excited about bringing into our squad. Probably people at Yorkshire probably hadn't heard much of him. I'd certainly seen quite a bit of him and knew what he was capable of. And that's exactly why we signed him, for those sort of innings that he played at Durham. But also, he's working the field, his movement on and off the ball. He's got a strong arm, he's a very good fielder, and it's just a good package for T20 cricket.
I know you're telling me that they're all big games in the T20, but Leicestershire on Wednesday, then the massive one against Lancashire at Headingley, it's a chance to really move that step closer to the quarterfinals.
Look, it is. It's Leicester. Although they haven't had the tournament, they would like it. Thus far, they are a dangerous side, and they play well at Grace Road. They're a very good team. They're a very good team away, but they're a very, very good team at home. And so we're going to have to play some very good cricket to come out on top there.
And Lancashire on Friday, it's a big one, isn't it?
It is always a big game. Battle of the Roses, and they'll be exciting. Lancashire, again, they're a good team. They've put in some really notable performances in this T20 thus far, so we're certainly going to have to be at the top of our game.